there you go. Better. Ah, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
If I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm. The weather closed in and, well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas. The world looked a lot more complicated and dangerous than it seemed when they were snug and warm at home.
The abominable.
And folks in America seem more divided than ever. But if we listened into some dinner conversations tonight, I bet we'd find out we have more in common than we realize. And now we can listen, because I hacked into 3 Nest home cams. So take a look.
I'm so happy everyone flew here for the holidays, and I'm even more happy that they did it. They're impeaching Trump.
Mom, come on, we said no politics tonight.
I don't know what took them so long. Trump is a criminal.
He violated the Constitution, and there has to be consequences.
Here we go.
Well, they did it. They're impeaching Trump.
Dad, stop.
I'm sorry. It's a disgrace. What crime did he even commit?
Well, I guess the crime of being an alpha male who actually gets things done.
Okay.
The Democrats lost the election, so now they're attempting a coup.
All right, here we go.
Dad, come on. You're gonna rile everybody up, man.
Well, I'm just asking. Y'all think Bad Boys 3 is gonna be good or not? I mean, it's got to be good. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence back together.
Okay. Yeah, but is Martin Lawrence still Martin Lawrence?
Hey, you're not too old to get a spanking. That's Martin Lawrence you're talking about.
I hate to say this, but could we please talk about politics instead?
Oh, you mean how Trump is definitely getting impeached and then definitely getting reelected? I'm good.
I just don't understand who on earth could vote for Trump after this.
How could anyone not vote for Trump after this?
Who do you think's gonna get voted off the Masked Singer next week? I think it's the Fox.
You mean Wayne Brady?
What? It's obviously Jamie Foxx. Fox? Jamie Foxx? It almost makes too much sense. I bet you Jamie Foxx could beat Trump.
Dad, Trump's not gonna win, man. People aren't gonna vote for him again.
What people? White people? If white people tell you I might not vote for Trump this time, you know what that's called, right? A lie. Nobody was gonna vote for Trump in 2016 either. And then guess who did? Everybody. Now, see, you got me worked up. I need a drink.
Well, I just need to say this, okay? If Obama did half the stuff Trump did, he would be in jail already.
Mm. The fact is, Obama did way worse stuff than Trump ever did, and they didn't impeach him.
Can you believe they didn't kill Obama? I thought they was gonna kill him for sure.
Guys, maybe we should put on some Christmas music to help everyone relax.
Maybe you're right.
Alexa, play Baby It's Cold Outside.
Alexa, play the politically correct version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Alexa, play Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by Michael Jackson.
Damn!
All right, all right. Alexa, play Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
That's better.
I mean, I don't like all the Democratic candidates, but I'd take any of them over 4 more years of Trump.
I don't agree with everything Trump is doing, but he's way better than any of those Democrats.
You know who I'm starting to like a lot? That Pete Buttigieg.
Oh my God, I just got a notification. All right, I tweeted a photo of Trump's head on the body of the Charmin bear, and he didn't realize it was a joke, and he retweeted it.
Oh my God, I tweeted that Nancy Pelosi was a libtard commie, and Trump retweeted it, and he nominated me to be a federal judge.
Oh my God, Cory Booker just retweeted me, and nobody noticed.
Hey, why don't we all say a secular blessing of thanks? Kevin, you want
to
lead us?
I'd love to. Dear gender-neutral spirit.
Dear original American Jesus.
Dear historically correct black Jesus.
Thank you for no more kneeling in the NFL. That was very hard for me.
Thank you, Lord, for the not one, not two, but 3 black quarterbacks who have beat Tom Brady this season. Colin Kaepernick. You move in mysterious ways.
Thank you for the Super Bowl halftime show, and that's it.
Amen.
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 Now, those 3 families may seem different, but you see, they have one important thing in common. They live in states where their votes don't matter, because none of them live in the 3 states that will decide our election. They'll debate the issues all year long, but then it all comes down to 1,000 people in Wisconsin who won't even think about the election till the morning of. And that's the magic of the Electoral College.
Hello. My name is Greta Thunberg, and I also have a Christmas message. In 10 years, this snowman won't exist. Her home will be a puddle. Santa, reindeer, the North Pole, all of it, gone. The ice caps will melt and the elves will drown.
Greta!
What? You said keep it light. So merry may be our last Christmas to all. And Donald Trump, step to me and I'll come at you like a plastic straw comes at a turtle. I can't believe I'm saying this to a 70-year-old man, but grow up.
This week we learned he paid $2 million to 8 charities. That is a generous gift that came straight from the heart of the New York court system. Because Donald Trump only gave a dime to charity because he was ordered by a judge who found the president had illegally used funds from his supposed charity, the Donald J. Trump Foundation. This is an exciting modern twist. This is the... Yes, I agree. This is an exciting modern twist on the ending to A Christmas Carol. You boy, down there, what day is it? Why, it's the day you're legally compelled to give to charity, sir. I've got a subpoena for a Christmas goose.
On Christmas Eve, he spoke to a 7-year-old and said this.
Are you still a believer in Santa? Because at 7, it's marginal, right?
Yeah, that's the President of the United States ruining Santa for a child on December 24th.
All right, who wants to meet Santa Claus?
Move, out of the way. I want to meet Santa. Look at you guys. Thank you. Look at you guys. Look at you guys. Very small, sad. Santa, hello.
Is that you, Mr. President?
That's right. Tomorrow's the big impeachment vote. And people are saying that all I can do is pray. But why pray when I can come straight to you? Jesus is dead.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not. No.
Besides, I love malls, I really do. The sights, the sounds, the Szechuan samples. But even here, I can't escape the Democrats. They're very mean, Santa. They're very mean. They're very nasty. They're very nasty.
Yeah.
They're very nasty.
Nasty, yes.
They want to impeach me just like Clinton and Nixon and Prancer and Vixen. But that would be very humiliating, and the only person who can humiliate me is me.
Well, that is not true.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you. Lucky for me, there's one thing I believe in, and that's the Christmas spirit. So if this whole thing goes kablooey, I have a few Christmas wishes I want to make here. I wrote them down. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to ask for dirt on Biden. I learned my lesson. You can't ask a foreign leader for help. And you, of course, are the president of Alaska.
Incorrect.
So,
incorrect.
My first wish, and we all knew this was coming, we have to do something about Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's being a real Omarosa Scrooge. And I'm not asking you to do anything to Nancy, but have you ever heard the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? Just think about it. It doesn't have to be a reindeer, but it could be a golf cart. I'm not micromanaging.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So that was my first wish, and I get three, right? Are we playing by Aladdin rules?
No, not exactly, but you can ask for gifts for your friends.
Great. Any tips on what to get a Russian dictator who has everything? I'm pretty sure he's buying me another election, so I want to get him something good. Oh, I have this one friend. Let's call him Rudy the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. He's trying to save himself from going to, let's call it, prison.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail.
But look, if I'm being honest, Santa, this impeachment thing is really scaring me. I just hope it all works out in the end.
Well, Donald, if you do get impeached, it's still up to the Senate to remove you, you know.
It is? And that will never happen, because the Senate is run by my elves, the Republicans. And that is the greatest gift of all. Thank you, Santa. My Christmas wish came true.
Hershey chocolate. I like Hershey chocolate.
Oompa Loompa Doopity-Doo. You look like us with a weirder hairdo. Oompa Loompa Doopity-Dee. Screaming out things like,
they're impeaching me.
What do you expect when you threatened Ukraine?
Rudy, your lawyer, that man is
insane.
What are you at? Freezing aid up like that.
Quid pro quo, that means
this for that doll.
I don't like the look of him. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Da. This never happened to Barack Obama. Cover your face in an orangey goo. You look like Oompa Loompa's Doompa Dee
Doo.
Meanwhile, it has been another week of headaches for Jabba the Trump. The House Judiciary Committee started formal debate on the articles of impeachment. The House will vote on the articles of impeachment. Assuming the vote is to impeach, which it will move to a trial in the Senate. The evidence presented to the Senate will overwhelmingly suggest that the president committed high crimes and misdemeanors. All the Republican senators, except Mitt Romney, will ignore that and vote to acquit. Trump will stay in the White House. We'll watch the Super Bowl and talk about the commercials, and that'll be that.
Democrats decided to exercise restraint and file only two articles of impeachment against Trump, despite the fact that they could have filed many more. I mean, this guy obstructed justice, solicited a bribe, and was literally identified as individual one in a court filing involving an illegal scheme to pay hush money to cover up an affair. And we know individual one was Trump because the document also said individual one began an ultimately successful campaign for president of the United States. That was in a court filing. I mean, think about how crazy that is. That's never happened before. It's not like Abraham Lincoln was ever named in an indictment as honest man in very large hat number one. And yet Trump yesterday actually taunted Democrats for not filing even more charges against him by mocking how limited the articles of impeachment were.
This is the lightest, weakest impeachment. You know, our country's had actually many impeachments. You call judges and lots of many impeachments. But it was on today. Everybody said, this is impeachment light. This is the lightest impeachment in the history of our country by far. It's not even like an impeachment.
It's exactly like an impeachment. It's an impeachment. It's not a diet impeachment. It's a real, you are about to get impeached, okay? Trump had a lot to say last night. He was shot out of a cannon, so we slowed him down to half speed.
Oh, that's a beautiful new hat. Look at the hat that guy's got on. How's that hat working out? Is that hat good? I love that hat.
Today in the Senate, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, appeared before the Judiciary Committee. This is the guy who wrote the report that came out this week that said a lot of things, including that Obama never wiretapped Trump Tower, as Trump has claimed. It debunked the president's claim that the FBI investigation into his campaign ties with Russia was a deep state hit job. It was not. The Inspector General, who worked for Trump, by the way, found that none of these conspiracy theories are true and found no evidence of another GOP talking point that the infamous the Steele dossier had anything to do with the decision to launch the investigation. The Steele dossier, if you don't know, sounds like a John Grisham novel. Really, it's just a 35-page report about how Russia wanted the host of Celebrity Apprentice to be our president. So stay with me here, because it's about to get good. So this report, ordered by Trump and done by his people, did not in any way back up his crazy claims, which is damaging to him. But that's where Senator Lindsey Lohan Graham comes in. Lindsey Graham put on quite a show. First, he demanded to know why investigators didn't tell Trump his campaign was being investigated. Well, maybe because his campaign was being investigated? Isn't that how it usually works?
The Justice Department Inspector General released his findings. It said that while there were serious errors with parts of the Russia investigation, it was both valid and justified. The only thing Republicans have been able to hang their hat on is the fact that two FBI agents sent text messages to each other disparaging Trump, even though there were also FBI employees who sent pro-Trump and anti-Hillary messages.
Then the Inspector General's shocking report proved that the Obama FBI obtained secret warrants to spy on my campaign. The FBI also sent multiple undercover human spies to surveil and record people associated with our campaign.
Okay, that's a bold claim. However, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, testified on Capitol Hill today, and his report didn't say what Trump says it said.
Did you find anything where the FBI planted spies in Mr. Trump's campaign?
We found no use of confidential human sources in and placing them in the campaign.
All you have to do is read the transcript. Read the transcript. Read the transcript. It's all about the transcript.
Read the transcript, right.
Have you read the transcript?
I have not read it.
But we should read the transcript.
We should.
Look at the transcript, right?
Yeah, look at the transcript.
Have you read the transcript? I trust the word of our president, yeah. Read the transcript, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you read the transcript?
I've read most of it, but there's nothing.
Skim the transcript.
Yeah. I don't have time for, reading all the, impeachment, all that bullshit, but.
How long have you been waiting out here for Donald Trump?
Since 8 o'clock.
Hours. A lot of free time.
Absolutely.
Read the transcript.
Read the transcript.
Yeah.
Did you read the transcript?
I don't have to. Everyone else has. I can read it if I need to, but.
Right, yeah. But it's important that everybody reads the transcript.
It is very important. Pay attention and think for yourself.
Yes. You have, but to be clear, you have not read the transcript.
I haven't, no.
Right. But it is just important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a sheep. Think for yourself.
But again, just to be very clear, you have not read it.
I have not read it.
You just trusted somebody else
to read
it.
Right. Yeah.
What were you saying about don't be a sheep?
Don't be a sheep. Think for yourself. Do your own research.
Do your own research. Yeah. Right.
And then they announced there was no buys. Now, I have so many people that come up to me. Thank you, sir. My wife is so in love with me because I went up 79% in the 401k. She thinks I'm a genius. She always thought I was a total stiff, a dumb, stupid dope. Now she thinks I'm a financial genius, sir. And all I did was buy some stock. I have stock in a 401k. And you made me into a genius, sir. She loves me so much more than she ever did. Shows you the power of money, right? Isn't that terrible?
Now, you might recall that since virtually the start of his presidency, Trump has harbored a deranged conspiracy theory that there was a secret cell of treasonous deep state saboteurs within the government trying to take him down, like an insane person. Trump has continued to repeat this conspiracy theory, even though it's already been debunked, including by an inspector general's report on Monday and by the inspector general himself at a hearing today. Now, you might remember that this whole insane conspiracy theory started when Trump tweeted this out of nowhere a few months into his presidency. Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. And then how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate, bad or sick guy. That was March of 2017, remember? When we thought that was the craziest thing a president ever said? We were so young. Also, I love Trump's parentheticals. Bad or sick guy. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book for insane people. If you think Obama was good, turn to page 10. If you think he was bad, turn to page 27. And if you think he's sick, I'd like to offer you Secretary of Agriculture. Trump's about to face a historic political reckoning for a simple reason. He abused his power, he tried to cover it up, and he got caught. And now his only move is to spin dark fantasies of subterfuge and paranoia to scare his base and keep them in line. But sometimes he even undercuts himself. At the rally yesterday, for example, he told his fawning admirers that Democrats were trying to overthrow the government simply by following the impeachment procedures laid out in the Constitution. But in the next breath, he told them it wasn't that big of a deal.
The radical left Democrats and the failed Washington establishment are trying to erase your votes, nullify the election, and overthrow our democracy. Not going to happen. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't lose too much sleep over it.
House Republicans are fighting off impeachment, regardless of how it might look in the history books, like Ohio representative and man learning they don't make meat-flavored seltzer, Jim Jordan. Jordan told the Huffington Post, when it comes to future generations, I don't care how I'm remembered.
God, Trump is a loathsome human. Oh, my God, he's an idiot. I cannot believe Donald Trump is likely to be actual serious candidate for president. And, wow, Donald Trump is an enormous douche. Again, a lot of people agree with that.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office. He doesn't represent my party. He's a jack. Donald Trump is a political car wreck. At the end of the day, he would be the most flawed nominee in the history of the Republican Party. Donald Trump is the most unelectable Republican I've seen in my lifetime. He would be a terrible commander-in-chief. He doesn't have the temperament or judgment. He's not fit to be president of the United States. Okay. We would get slaughtered as a party if Donald Trump's our nominee, and quite frankly, we would deserve it. You know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to
He jeopardized our national security, and he undermined our democracy.
Abuse of power is the essential impeachment offense. President Trump makes Richard Nixon look like a little leaguer when it comes to obstruction.
Meanwhile, there are signs that this president, who publicly claimed and bluffed that he welcomed impeachment, actually looks like he hates this. This afternoon, Donald Trump unloading with this letter, official on White House letterhead, chock full of exclamation points and all kinds of half-baked grievances. The president claims this process, which of course he boycotted, is actually invalid. He falsely claims that more due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials. I guess this is the point in the broadcast where I say, because I try to keep it real with you, to be frank, how do you fact-check something that is that hyperbolically stupid? Well, briefly, we can note that 20 innocent people were executed during the Salem witch trials for witchcraft. So, no, this process is nowhere near that right now, thank goodness.
The president abused his power for his own personal political benefit at the expense of our national security by withholding military aid.
Withholding military aid. Now, as everyone who's followed this knows, the money did ultimately get unfrozen when they got caught. Donald Trump learned that a whistleblower was actually going after this whole plot, and he relented. Now, many Trump supporters have argued, this is very important, you've probably seen this line of argument, that Ukraine ultimately got the money, and that cancels out any impeachable offense.
And the real bottom line is he got the money. Ukraine got the money.
The Ukrainians did nothing to, as far as investigations goes, to get the aid released. So there was never this quid pro quo.
I look at it this way. The aid is there, and the investigations didn't happen. So if there was a quid pro quo, it certainly wasn't a very effective one.
They got the money. Let's take this apart. 2 points. One, it's not a valid legal defense to bribery. In fact, other politicians are in prison today for unsuccessful bribery plots. So Trump's alleged extortion of Ukraine was going on while the money was frozen. That's what made it allegedly extortion. That's number one. But number two, this report also cuts into Trump's defense on the facts. Because for all of the talk, like what I just showed you about the White House releasing all the Ukraine money, Trump's actions have denied Ukraine not a dollar or $100,000 or $1 million, but $35 million of that aid. The report noting Pentagon officials confirming Ukraine still has not received $35 million in security assistance yet to be dispersed, meaning those funds, which were approved under U.S. law, have not gone out. This isn't a rounding error. 14% of the entire money has still been denied to Ukraine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the honey drippers in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say. Why should we do that, huh?
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.